Springfield, Massachusetts, and so delighted to hear Dr. David Nightingale once again. I have enjoyed his comments. I'm happy whenever I hear them. Thank you very much, WAMC.
Hi, I'm Jean, and I love Ira Glass, but I think he's been hoodwinked. There's some woman who's telling us we have too many kids on SSI, on Medicaid. And that means early periodic screening, diagnosis, and testing and treatment. And it means they've already been medically identified by their physicians as having severe disabilities, and they live in poverty. So I've been in special education for over 40 years, and my first training was with deaf-blind children in institutions, and now we try to keep them in the community, in the home. And if that home is riddled with poverty in today's economy, there are a lot of families in poverty, then we're going to have more kids on SSI. But it's a medical diagnosis that goes along with special education needs.
This is Albany Common Council member Barbara Smith. I was recently interviewed on WAMC about the SNUG Anti-Violence Initiative. Albany SNUG is based upon the highly effective evidence-based Chicago ceasefire model. I just wanted to clarify that having SNUG operate independently of any law enforcement agencies, including the police department, is a non-optional requirement of the ceasefire model. And this independence is an essential factor in SNUG ceasefire functioning successfully and safely. SNUG ceasefire uses the methodology of public health and is not a law enforcement initiative. It is appropriately situated in one of Albany's community service agencies. Thank you.
Hi, this is Lanny Stites from Bearsville, New York. I would like to thank Alan Shartok for pointing out in a recent Vox Pop on same-sex marriage that the Constitution is there to protect the minority from the wishes of the majority. Likewise, the Second Amendment is there to protect the gun owners from the ill-conceived wishes of the non-gun owners. I would imagine that even in colonial days, non-gun owners were nervous about those new-fangled rifle-barrel flintlocks that could kill a deer at 200 yards, unlike the smoothbore muskets that only had a range of 50 yards. These rifles might even be owned by non-God-fearing people or other suspicious characters, heaven forbid. The language of the New York gun law shows evidence of being written by people with no knowledge or nothing to lose by the restrictions imposed. It's like a motor vehicle law written by Amish farmers. Hey, nobody needs to go faster than 20 miles an hour, right? Saves lives. Now legal gun owners with seven-shot pistols and rifles will need to protect themselves from criminals with 20-round magazines. If gun laws really worked, Chicago and Washington, D.C. would be the safest cities in America. But they don't work. And the real number of nationwide homicides with all rifles totaled 323, while highly regulated pistols killed 6,220 in 2011, according to the FBI. Assault weapon menace? No. Just enforce the existing pistol laws if you really want to save lives. The defense rests.